Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Russell Cain. This is Boys Don't Cry, and I have been hitting the crunches so hard that I've pulled a muscle in my lower back and soiled my Calvins and had to bin them during the third set. Why? Because a man without a six-pack is not worth looking at. Is that the case? We're about to find out. Boys Don't Cry, if you've never listened to it before, is a place where I used to get 2, 3, 4 men in a group, make them talk about the things that I'm sick of hearing women say. Why don't men talk about X? Can you explain to me, Russell? I know you're straight and that's kind of weird. So maybe you can explain why straight men don't talk about Y or Z. So we force them to talk about, under the thin veneer and glaze of banter and humour, which seems to get most men talking. And not only have blokes found it quite liberating to talk and, of course, listen to it, surprising number of pervy female ears at the keyhole of information. So I'm providing a public service broadcast into the workings of a man's mind. Before the Twitter lights up with loads of complaints where you can't be asked to do your research. We've had loads of gender non-binary, gay, straight people, everyone in between on here. But very often we fall into talking about man with wife because that's what I dare to be. I know it's fucking awful, but I'm married to a woman. I've tried taking chemicals. Nothing's working. I'm a straight man. Can't change it. Anyway, today I thought we'd talk about something that's plagued me my entire frigging life until I worked out a way for sense of humour to get that pum-pum. And that is, why do I look the way I look? Can't make myself any taller. Can't make myself any more handsome. Had to hone my personality at school. The way we look, the way we want our bodies to be, the way we want our faces to be, what are the beauty ideals? Now, I could just bring a bloke on here and we could kick it back and forth. And indeed, I've done that. The wonderful Darren Harriet sits primed and ready and ripped, may I also add, ready to comment. Fantastic. Ooh, used to be a stand-up comedian like me before. I don't know what he does now. Probably the same as me. Masturbate Netflix bed. So, but I wouldn't do that without having a female auditor, because blokes, as we know, ladies, have a tendency to go, we know, birds thing, and talk utter shit. So it's handy, because we necessarily have to trade in broad brushstrokes to get the debate going. It's very, very handy to have feisty, bright, very funny female auditors. And today, perhaps one of the best of the Lord, it's Jade Adams joining us. That was my attempt at singing, Jade. How was that?
That was really good, actually.
Thank you. Because you're an amazing singer as well as an amazing stand-up. People might not know that. So it probably means you can still carry on doing bits and pieces, because studio music work is a lot more fun to do than stand-up into a screen.
I mean, if I was a proper singer, then definitely. Oh. But I would say that I do more comedy than I do any singing. Singing happens when I'm asked via the realms of comedy normally. So I don't... I did have an audition for... actually... I was kind of offered and said to have an audition for Jamie the Musical, but, you know, all of this has happened, so it didn't go anywhere. But that's the sort of aim, to end up being that person.
At least, you have diversified. Me and Darren shout funny stuff into a shouty stick. We used to, didn't we, Darren? How are you, Darren? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Can I just say, you give the best intros ever.
Thank you very much, man.
I'm so not used to, on a podcast normally, it's like, hey, it's Darren, you saw him on this anyway. Nice to have him in. You've like written specific intros.
No, it was improvised. That's the power of Ritalin and caffeine, guys. It literally says here, Darren, Harriet and Jade Adams. That was all I was given.
Are you, Are you still on Ritalin?
No, I've never taken Ritalin in my life, but it sounds good as a way to explain whatever's going on in my weird head. The people need a drug, and if you don't say Ritalin, they make up other ones.
What's the effects of it?
It's supposed to improve your concentration, Ritalin, if you've got
ADHD. Is that what snooker players take?
It's like speed.
All right. But all my cousins, even my members of my family, if they see me do stand-up, you're like, you've got to be on gear. There's no way you can be that energetic all the time and not be on gear. Because the neck of the woods I come from, if you've got a personality, you must be on cocaine. That's where I come from. No cocaine, no personality. But some of us just drink coffee and like banter.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Coffee on an empty stomach, it hits you like cocaine, for sure.
Almost like a pre-workout drink. Harriet, yeah. The guns. Darren, the guns. Harriet. Right, so I was going to say Darren, the gun runner, Harriet, because, mate, right. You're in shape.
Mate, I've lost 25 pounds during lockdown. Because I gained so much during the first lockdown. I was like, all right, I need to sort of watch what I'm eating. And I got a nutritionist. I actually hired someone to give me meals to eat. And
have you moved back in with your mum?
Well, who else is going to take the crust off the bread?
Excuse me, it's my nutritionist. Darren,
Harriet.
My mum's just making cornflakes for me. Yeah.
Darren, Harriet, you are not eating bread.
No, I don't really eat bread that often. No. That's Saturdays.
Making it, though.
But, yeah. Making that dough. But in terms of, like, yeah, working out, so I've always had issues with my weight. It's the number one thing that... Nothing can make me more depressed than... my weight, like nothing, no career thing, and it's really frustrating because it's all my doing, you know. There's no excuse for it. It's not like I can blame. So I feel like with your career, sometimes, especially what we do, we can kind of blame other sort of variables on certain things that are happening. But when it comes to like what you put in your mouth. It's down to you. There's nobody else.
Well, you
there,
can sort of blame bad dressing rooms and Ginsters, can't you, Jay? A little bit. There's only so much of a workout you can do backstage at like the Epsom Playhouse. And that's a posh version of a venue you might find yourself in.
Oh, mate. Get those soft biscuits.
You said workout. You lost me.
Were you trying to do your Sudoku?
I'm doing a workout right now. You just can't see it.
eye rolling does count, Jay. So
not that one.
Do you think that men and women do have different body ideals? Or do you? I always think that if we were to get a 1970s feminist like Germaine Greer in a time machine and bring her forward, she would expect to walk out of the machine and see women maybe liberated a little bit from all the body fascism of that time. What she instead would see was men have descended to their level. The women like, we can't climb that. How about you come and join us, blokes? Fancy a bit of eating disorder and worrying about how fat you are? Yeah, we'll have some of that. See you later. And we're not quite met in the middle, but we're fucking getting there. My suspicion is in 20 years' time, we'll be threaded eyebrows, eating disorder, gender-neutral blob of insecurity. And not a blob, because that'll be a body fascist word.
Well, I think it's got increasingly worse because of social media as well. We're constantly comparing our images to each other. And what's the most successful post you all put up is pictures of your own body or face.
not us, obviously, we're comedians, but...
But, you know, like when you post a Darren selfie or you say you're doing this or you're doing that and there's a picture of you in a place, that's what social media is. It's here I am doing this thing. Please give me more money. That's essentially what social media, especially people that generate ticket sales from social media. Yep. But social media is all image based. And I think, you know, there's so much comparison. And also your algorithms are going to show you things that make you more insecure in order to feed that insecurity, because... that's how social media works. There was a Netflix documentary all about it. The people that made it all said that's how that's what happens. They know what to do, what to show you to make you react a certain way so you can go and spend money on large things off of shopping channels that I can't name because I've got a special with them, but
well, I know, and you can learn all about it.
Are you with Hulu?
I was talking about Hulu.
Yeah, lovely. You can put one on each finger before you eat them, can't you?
It's important that we spend. I love Hulu so much.
Do you remember that? A beef hula hoop on every fucking finger.
And I could never fit my thumbs into them, and it used to really upset me. Mm. And then I'd like try and get it in there, and it would, because they're wide.
I know.
So I couldn't get it in. Oh,
did anybody else bite too hard? And you just really sink into your finger.
Yes.
I had no control.
Yes.
I couldn't go slow.
Yeah, my cousin Stumpy had a real problem with it.
I remember that pain as well, just as you said that.
Hula hoop pain.
It's the same pain that you get. I'm sorry, lads, if you've not had acrylics before. But if you have, if you have acrylic nails done for over a long period of time, what starts happening is your nail beds start getting thinner. Mm. And then there was one time I was obsessed with getting my acrylics. I haven't had them done since, especially as I found feminism recently and I've become a massive potential
Where was
wanker.
It? Because I've been looking under the sofa, under Lindsay's bra, nothing.
I don't know where it was. I think it was being in a long-term relationship.
Well parried.
But yeah, your nail beds get really, really thin, and then basically you can feel every single thing on your fingernail, and it's awful.
Hey, Jade, question. What do you think about people sort of who use their social media to sort of go at various people for their diets, or even if they're seen as promoting what they would say is an unhealthy diet? You know, like the sort of Kardashian-y type. Like falsifying, but because obviously they are, you know, the people we look at when we talk about sort of body image online. Hmm. And because you seem quite open-minded, you don't necessarily seem like you're 100%. It's the worst thing in the world. You seem like you're very much into people can just do what they want. But I just wonder what your take was on people like Jamelia Jamil and people like that, who are like, they're very much at sometimes it's literally like they're attacking them.
Well, I would say that part of this conversation. I've actually been very vocal about Jamila in the past. I put it in my
just remind everyone, Jade, just what she said in a nutshell. What?
Well, she basically criticised the Kardashians for selling diet products to consumers, and especially the types of consumers that they attract, which are young girls. Mm-hmm. And she was saying how anti-feminist it is, and it's a really important message. I think a lot of criticism that she's had is that she isn't fat and she should allow someone who this actually affects to step forward and take the lead on it, because she's a very slim, she's been a model before.
But she really struggled with her weight in the early part of her life though? Is that fabricated?
She's had a lot of stuff happen to her.
Yeah.
You know,
when she played
for
Chelsea up front, and then she travelled to America and went to space. And my dad's a policeman. And all the other things that are definitely true that she's done.
My brother's got a black belt in karate. Yeah. She's that kid.
I hear all those stories on the door all the time. Yeah, well, my dad works for the local council. And I'm like, what's that going to do? What's the local council going to do? Not get my bins taken out.
Right, I see.
She became, you know, I said this recently, but, you know, what is it? Objection sort of set. It's not sex sales anymore. It's it, you know, like if someone does, what's the word I'm looking
rage for? Rage sales.
Rage. That sort of, if you, you know, it's not about selling people things sexy. You know, like in the 90s, you know, like Marks and Spencer's whole advertising campaign was to make food look like you wanted to have sex with them.
Yeah.
Like they don't do that anymore. It's outrage sales now. And she did the whole outrage thing. And I, you know, a lot of the stuff she's saying was like super important, really great someone in that position is saying it. But also she's also someone who has benefited from being good looking. And like she has a privilege there that she doesn't think she has, because she has other disadvantages she says.
Yeah.
So she's not like it's, I just sometimes think maybe there's a different voice that could be talking. But I will say recently she's been very quiet. I'm not sure if that's because I put her on mute, but she hasn't been.
Because you killed her and she's in your garden, Jade.
She's gardening.
But I still hear a voice at night, weirdly.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we have to talk about this subject was always going to be today, by the way, and in the week I work on another show on Channel 4, this kept coming up as a talking point. I'm like, we have to talk about it today. Cosmopolitan have done a cover, this edition, with some larger ladies on the front with the headline, "This is healthy." Not "this is beautiful," "this is healthy." I wonder what your opinion was on that. I mean, I don't want to, obviously I've got to, again, check my position here. I'm a bloke at the time of speaking, not overweight, but it's only the start of lockdown 3. But is it medically and scientifically true, do you think, to say that to someone? Is that do you think that's a bit irresponsible or should we all?
I think health is very subjective experience. Mm-hmm. Also, there are three women. I'm looking at it now. One of them's fat, one of them's middle. It's like the three bears.
It's showing that whatever size you are, it's as healthy as any other size. That's the takeout for, I would imagine, average working class girl who might think, do you know what? Sod it. Big is beautiful. Yes, absolutely. We need to change our beauty definition. But health is a step in another direction, don't you think?
But the health conversation is always the complicated one when anyone's talking about being fat, because that's always people's get at. That, you know, that's always people's, when people want to criticize me for my weight, they're always like, they'll bring up the NHS or like they'll bring up my health, you know, which is very nice. And I'm really glad people are so concerned about it. But I'm not unhealthy. I don't go to the hospital. I'm not ill. I mean, touch wood, I'm not. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. Like, I do my job and I love my boyfriend and I have a nice flat and I tidy and I clean and I go out for a walk and stuff. I wear big clothes and perhaps I don't look a way that a man wants to have sex with, and that's probably their issue.
You should
normally
check out my hard drive, Jade. That's not true.
Jade's life sounds so great.
I know, Jade. I've got a boner during the dog walking story.
I'm here alone, and Jade's living the best life.
No, okay. So one of our fellow jesters stood right out and took a hail of bullets on this. Sophie Hagen. She went one step further and called out the Cancer Society, saying there is no link between obesity or being overweight or whatever way you want to phrase it and cancer. Now, yeah, I love backing something controversial, and I love to be proved wrong, and I love to have got a sort of scientific show me I'm talking shit mind. That's why I love making shows like this. But it's really hard to find evidence to back that up.
Yeah, I in terms of that, with Sophie, I couldn't disagree more. Second leading cause of cancer, we all know obesity, high blood pressure, all that sort of stuff. You can get diabetes from it. I just know, based on my own experiences and my health issues, then I look at my family, and especially with the statistics as well, you can't lie. But the problem is, when you say that, you get kind of, people start acting like what Jade says, where you get people who they start bringing up all the NHS and you're going to be in this, that, the other. And Jade says that right now she's fine. There's no issues or anything like that. So why are you bringing it up? I think that kind of skewers it a little bit and we kind of lose the message. And I think, especially with what Sophie's saying, I think she thinks more from, she's going with more from the heart than anything.
Well, I think that if you are health conscious and that's what you do to make yourself feel better during the day, that's very important. If that's part of your daily routine to keep the wolves from the door and make yourself feel happy, then all power to you, whatever way that is. If you're not if you're unhappy, then whatever it is you're doing might be part of that. But I don't know that. I'm telling you,
nightly weed gummies in my case.
I'm telling you, as someone who is fat, like, I feel fine. I'm great. I'm, in fact, the fatter I get, the more successful I get. So what?
Oh, that's awesome. That's like a superpower.
Mine's the same with aging. The fucking older I get, it's like sod's law. Fuck's sake.
Speaking, just going back to what Jade was saying about fatter she gets, the more sexual, the more successful.
Darren,
I knew it.
The more
Darren's been trembling all the way through the last three speeches.
You can't see me. Nice.
Where's Darren's hands?
I'll tell you what really pisses me off. I hate it when and it works both ways. When a celebrity, a famous celebrity, gains a lot of weight, there's always a lot of pressure put on them then. And then when they lose a lot of weight, the backlash they get, to me, is just insane. Like, on both sides. Like, speaking of just from the men's point of view, everybody about, what, 2-3 years ago with Vin Diesel, who was so annoyed that Vin Diesel, he's like 50, had a dad bod. And people were losing their mind saying all the, you know, oh, look at him, he's lost it, and all this sort of stuff. And then what really annoyed me after that was Vin Diesel then decided, like, oh, I'm going to lose some weight. Didn't tell anyone. And then he came back out, took his top off, and he's buff again. And I was like, yeah, you're kind of doing the same thing, just in reverse now.
Darren, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Darren?
32.
So I don't know about you, but I've noticed in the last 10 years a change in my mates in the... I've been going IB since I was 18, twice a year, some years. No shits given, rolling off the sunbed in any old state, it didn't matter. In the last 5-10 years, my friends have stopped wanting to take their tops off. I'll keep my T-shirt on at the beach. I'm like, is it sunburn? It's not sunburn. Men are starting to get this, don't want to take their tops off, insecurities. Well, I mean, this is really getting bad now for blokes. I mean, it's always awful for women. I'm not taking anything away from the awful body fashions of women. What I find shocking is that it's becoming so much worse amongst men.
I haven't for about 10 years, I haven't done any sort of proper holidays or anything like that, but I never took my top off anyway. I can't imagine a time where I'd ever be comfortable taking my top off
at the beach
or anything. No, there's always a vest. There's always completely. I don't like being naked. Being topless ever. I sleep in a vest. I sleep in a t-shirt. It doesn't matter how hot it is,
You're packing a rig like that and you're keeping a sheet on it.
Mate, it's completely hidden at all times.
It's like one of those car showroom new cars.
I live in Essex and I've been getting in the water over the winter. And my best friend, she does lots of wild swimming, as they refer to it as. And she does it all in these, like, really sort of quite frumpy, I call them feminist swimsuits, because she's like a proper hard.
Oh, is it those old ones with the stripes and they got the little?
No, it's an Adidas suit, but it's not meant to be like.
I thought a feminist swimsuit would be naked. Like, fuck you, male gaze.
Naked and hair.
Here's my thatch. That's all I'm wearing.
Well, we do actually go naked when we're on send in Japan. We were totally naked with each other, and it was great, because, like, all the Japanese got to see a body like mine, and because I'm like really tall and big, so they got to see
the record. I would download the shit out of that video.
And Babs is ginger, so she's got ginger pubes.
Oh, mate!
Nice. So, like,
I'm downloading that. Japanese men watch Jade and Babs bathing. They download HD.
It's gender. Genders. There's men and male and female.
Even better.
But I get into the water here, and Babs always laughs at me because, like, she goes in her feminist swimsuits, and I go in looking like I've just rocked up at Cannes, and I'm just like popping into like a swimming water. But I go in just my swimsuit, and I like, there's lots of people watching and things like that. And the reason I've got to that point is because I realised I was wasting my life worrying about what other people thought of my body, and then I realised that I'd spent most of my life because what I've discovered is, as I've got older and more confident, I actually get more successful with the confidence that I gain. So getting rid of these insecurities that stop me from living a life that I think I deserve has been really advantageous for me, because now I'm living a life that I've always wanted to live, and that's because I've stopped caring about that sort of stuff. And also, I comes from the privilege. I've got a super hot boyfriend that adores me as well. Like, that really helps. But also, getting older and realizing none of this stuff matters. Like, the algorithms on my phone, they get me in another way, but they don't get me with image-based stuff. Like, I don't compare myself to other people's bodies. I think what I really love seeing, as much as I moan about it, because like my mum said to me when I moved to London to become famous, she said, this was in 2010, she said to me, she was like, don't say the C word and don't get naked. She told me not to do either of those things. So in my
one
career,
week later, I'm... everyone look at my cunt.
Excellent. I wouldn't take my clothes off, not for a single Instagram post or anything, but I love, it's part of me. There's the girl inside of me that has always been treated badly because I'm fat. People drive past me and shout it out of a window and wind their windows down at me, and they say it to me. I get shamed in fancy fresh restaurants. Basically, the number one restaurant in the world, Pierre Gagnaire, I can afford to eat in there now. Oh. And so I went and took myself and my boyfriend for a lovely meal there because I'm really into fine dining, like massively into it. So I sort of, you know, what's the best restaurant in Paris? Went to this place and they totally fat shamed me when I went
what?
In there. And I'm not a sensitive person either.
What did I do? Yeah.
So we walked in and we decided, because me and Rich are like working class rough people, we were like, let's dress fancy. But our fancy is like loads of colours and Vivienne Westwood and like, pow, we're here. We turned up here, everyone's in a black turtleneck. Like, we're the loudest things in the restaurant. We look like Wayne and Wayne at a slob walking up for a Burger King. Really old reference. So we rock up, and obviously it's like, who are these two? And the maitre d' walks over, and he looks me up and down like I'm 16 again, and I'm meeting some bitches smoking fags behind the bike shed. He looks me up and down, and he goes, Madame, would you like a chair without arms? Like this. I said, no, I don't need it. And then he went into a cupboard and dragged a chaise lounge across the floor to our table. And everyone looked at me. And I could have cried, because it wasn't really about the shaming, because I've dealt with that loads. It was more to do with the fact that I, by myself, have got to a point where I can afford to take my boyfriend and I to the fanciest restaurant in the world, and I get in there after working my ass off to not be someone who works at Asda, to do this job in a middle class dominated, private educationally dominated industry, to get to this point, and I get there and there's the same fucking assholes
my God.
At the door as there always has been. And so I got all like shy, and I said to Rich, I just want to go. And then Rich just got so, he, because Rich fancies confident Jade. He doesn't fancy insecure Jade at all. So all his desire was is to get confident Jade back out. So he just, so I was all like, I curled in. It's not an attractive quality. I was like, oh, let's just go. And then he just went, fuck it, babe. And then started grabbing spoons and like, picking stuff up and shoving it in his mouth and like just being like Lord Byron at dinner. He didn't give a shit, and he was like, come on babe, you deserve this, and just started grabbing food. What else is coming, mate? Bring it over. He was amazing.
That's like a scene from Peter Pan or something.
What you call a story. Do you know what it's like, you know, at the end of I don't know if this is the right reference to make, awesome. Jay, but you know like Carrie, where she thinks she's finally been accepted by the school and she's finally the ball, and she stands on stage and they tip fucking pig's blood on her head. It's that moment, I've arrived, I've made it, I've got through the bitches, actually the whole thing was a joke, bang. You're
weirdly, I got like, almost like, the way you spoke about going into the restaurant and how you felt that you'd worked your way up and you were still, it reminded me of like civil rights. Just as like how a lot of black people would have felt trying to go into a more, you know, upper class place, and they're still having to deal with that bullshit. That's horrible, Jade. And it's
it is horrible. And I've spoken about the story before.
Okay, guys, hold your horses, or in my case, eat one after a workout, because we're gonna have a break there. Come back for part two, where we'll be talking about more about health, body ideals with Jade Adams and Darren Harriott.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.